Welcome to the Esports Business Network podcast. I'm your host, Trent Knox. I'm the founder and CEO of Esports Business Network. This is EBN podcast number 47. Our guest is Ben Bueno, the CEO of Beacons.gg. In this podcast, we talk about how Ben began developing his company, what the process has been working with local companies and sponsors, and how his company is helping tournament organizers connect with local sponsors. Enjoy.
This is the future. Evolution. This is the future.
Hey, y'all, it's Trent Knox. Welcome back to another Esports Business Network podcast. Today's guest is Ben Bueno of Beacons.gg. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a chance to talk briefly before. I honestly can't remember all the things we talked about. We talked about a lot of different things. And so, you know, the podcast is structured in a way that the audience gets to know the guest a little bit more in depth. So usually the first question I ask is, how did you get into gaming and esports?
Oh, man. All right. So, yeah, my background is pretty diverse. I went to school for, programming and tech, and I was on that kind of career path. And then I basically stopped going to school and started playing games professionally. This was way before there was any money in it, but I was just having too much fun. And I was playing Super Smash Brothers Brawl competitively. So I was traveling around competing. I was the number one player in like my local scene. Traveled around, became number one in the region, and ended up going to like MLG and getting my ass handed to me by the actual pros. But that was like super fun. And so I really got into it from the fighting game community. I was like a arcade rat at my local arcade, and did that for a bunch of years. After a while, me and my friends became kind of like known as the guys that would show up to all the local events and kind of win everything. And so like the local organizers kind of started relying on us more and more to just kind of like run the local events. And just kind of like, they were like, oh yeah, you guys know how to run the tournaments, so like go run it for us. And so we did that for a bit, and then we're like, well, why are we doing this for other people? We should run our own events. So we started, a not-for-profit to run local gaming events. Now you would call it like a grassroots gaming organization. And so there's about like kind of 10 or 12 of us that kind of got together and started running events for like a bunch of different games. We did that for a bunch of years. Anything from, 16 people in a basement, every week to, 1,600 people in like a gymnasium at the local college. We were kind of involved in kind of like making sure that all the events were just like top quality and like everyone that was participating was like having a good time and, got the events that they were expecting. So that was super fun, put my kind of, tech career on hold while I did this. After a while of doing that, I ended up, I went to the GDC to kind of pitch ourselves at GDC and got noticed by some people from Riot. And then basically one thing led to another. And, 6 months later, moved to Los Angeles to work at Riot Games on their community programs team. And that was a really exciting time to kind of like help local organizations from like a publisher's point of view. It was really fun doing it like, for myself, but then it was also like, okay, like as a game publisher, like how do you like support this like cool ecosystem of like secondary businesses that like prop will come up around like your IP and like how do you like properly support them? So I was working specifically with tournament organizers, land center owners and cosplayers at the time. So that was really, really fun. Going to Anime Expo, seeing all the like crazy people doing all the amazing and all the hard work that all those cosplayers put in is just awesome. Met a lot of really fun people through that. Basically I kind of like burnt myself out on gaming and esports at that time. It just kind of like what became like all consuming. After a little bit of a break, I decided to kind of go back to my tech career. For the last kind of like 5-6 years, I've been working at startups in Los Angeles doing like e-commerce marketplaces and marketing automation and kind of like very traditional, standard kind of like startup stuff, I guess. And so that's been super fun. But my passion is really like the gaming communities and everything. And I every day I would go to work, and be like, man, like I wish I could build this technology for, gaming organizations. It's like, man, like the same things that I'm like doing here for like florists or like other local businesses. Like these are the kind of stuff that like, everyone that's like really passionate about like gaming and like building communities, like these are the tools that they need to succeed. And so after a bunch of years, I kind of like finally put together a bunch of ideas. I was like, okay, like now's the time. And obviously esports has been like getting bigger and bigger. So in early 2020, right before the pandemic hit, I decided to like bite the bullet, stop that and started working on Beacons full time. So that's how I got here. And so basically we're building, growth marketing and monetization solutions for grassroots like gaming organizations of any size. It's kind of like my kind of philosophy is like there's the same moving parts. It doesn't matter if you're like a triple A organization or you're like 16 guys in a basement. It's the same moving parts to like build a community, build an audience, build a brand, run your events, create great experiences. Like it's the same stuff just at like a much larger scale. And so it's just like cool. Like well, technology's really good at solving that, right? So rather than trying to like become a consultant and like oh one-off solutions, like let's build some like, build a platform that just makes this kind of technology accessible to everyone, and that way it doesn't matter if you're like the 10 guys or whether you're 100,000 guys, like you're gonna have access to the tools kind of help you grow.
Yeah, very cool. I mentioned to you before pre-production that I recently just hosted a panel for Everflow and got had a few notable guests on there with Skill, Paladin, and Pwn Games and Tapalti all on that panel had a representative from that from their companies on the panel. And it was structured around influencers and affiliates in the space, and I'm sure there's some portion of that that's incorporated into what you are providing your clients as far as building out infrastructure and operations for their companies.
Yeah, I mean,
So
as
let's
one of
talk.
my previous positions, I actually am very familiar with Tapalti. They're a great payments platform. We use them to kind of like manage payouts. I worked at a company called Stack Commerce. Basically, it's affiliate commerce for publishers. And so like if you run a blog or whatever and you want like to sell products, they both source the products as well as write the affiliate content for you. So it's like a totally like one-stop shop handle commerce and everything. And so yeah, definitely like the complexity around finding partners to work with, getting them to either sell things like moving money between the partners, you have like multi revenue splits, like one person takes an action, that action triggers payouts to like 12 different parties in the back end and all that kind of stuff. It gets really complex really quickly. And obviously like esports has like really relatively complicated payout structure and like a lot of different moving parties. And so it's definitely something that like is not easy to handle at scale.
Yeah, they're definitely Tapalti's trying to get into the industry on at scale because there are a lot of tournament platforms that are emerging, a lot of companies that are doing affiliate marketing for their consumer packaged goods or what it may be in the esports and gaming industry, at least the niche or the branding sense of it being associated with the community or the culture of esports. And so like yeah, so our conversation was about influencers and affiliates, and I guess I want to ask you because you're building software stacks and you're building brand, you're building things for people at different, I guess, levels. Nah, I want I like I say sometimes I say that, sometimes I think at different capacities, or they just are offering a different service, right? So there's people who just want to be players, and that's what they want to do. They don't even want to stream, to be honest, but they want to play, and they want to build a brand around them being a player. And then you have on the other end of the spectrum,
You have operations people who want to build out, you know, large tournaments or, you know, large scale Comic-Con events or gaming adjacent events. What is the component of building that and helping them build a brand and get to a place where they might start selling product services or solutions?
So what we're doing is kind of vague right now. Like right today, we're really focused on like the growth marketing part of stuff. But, you know, obviously, like we want to expand more. So to kind of like directly kind of talk about that, like the way that I look at esports is you really have these four core like groups of businesses or entities that are kind of working together. And so you have like organizers. And I use organizers in the absolute loosest sense of the word. It's like this is the entity that's like the catalyst of like creating the event. Could be an events brand. It could be could be Red Bull. It could be Bud Light. It could be a game publisher themselves. It could be like a local restaurant that just wants to like get people through the door. And so really like, you know, the organizer just like what, like someone somewhere is the one saying like we're gonna run an esports event and this is happening. Right. And obviously they have like a lot of different, reasons why they would want to run an esports event. And, you know, for us, like my kind of like tagline is kind of like find your version of success. Cause like for most people, like running an esports event is not the end goal. Like the end goal is something else, right? Like you're building an events brand or you're trying to set yourself up as like professional players, or you're trying to like sell something, or you're trying to like get more people through your door to your venue. Right. And so like, that's really like, you know, organizers have a lot of different, and honestly, like you have a lot of grassroots guys that are just like, I just want this to exist and that's why I'm doing it. So, you know, I think that like there are a lot of different reasons for people to run events, and it's really important to like recognize that, because like not every organizer is the same. And but like they're all doing the same thing, right? So, you know, from a software perspective, we can kind of like facilitate that. You got your organizers, and then you've got your like players and like your team, you know, people that are participating in it. And then you've got your I'm calling them like service providers. So these are like things, you know, your physical service providers, like the venues, you got your like, on sites, you have to end up with like events logistics of term like on-site branding, security, ticketing, all of like that kind of like operational stuff. And then you also kind of have these like broadcast services. So you have like Twitch, YouTube, all the media side of stuff. So you have like all these like this ecosystem of like services and products that exist around this to kind of make and like level up, the organizer events. And so, like when you're really small, you don't use many of them, but like as you get bigger and bigger, you have to like start incorporating more and more of these things into kind of your operations. And so, it's really important to kind of like make it as easy as possible for everyone in these two kind of buckets to kind of meet and find each other, right? That's kind of like the theme is like, for these buckets, then you also have, the advertisers are involved, right? Like they want to get involved. And then you have like the game publishers that like own the game and they own the IP. And like, there's a lot of, complexity that comes around like building your business off of someone else's IP, right? And so really you have these four groups, and like the way that I describe esports is these four groups, like organizers, service providers, game publishers, and advertisers, all working together to create experiences for gaming fans to participate in or watch, right? And I think that like as a tech platform, we need to like recognize that like it's really important for these different groups to be able to work together, communicate really quickly and efficiently and be and reliably, right? You have to be able to trust the people that you're communicating with and trust the people that you're working with. So really what we're trying to be is that kind of glue that holds everyone together to facilitate them kind of working together to create awesome experiences.
Yeah. So that was a lot of, a lot for, to, I want to pick the pieces that I think we can go deeper into.
Yeah, sure.
Because you kind of wrapped it up and whatnot as far as like a broad picture of like everything that you're doing, how you're bringing pieces together from tournament organizers to sponsors to players to streamers to influencers, all these different things. we can break it down a little bit and talk about what specifically are some of the problems that you've seen before that, you know, your company is now innovating and finding a way to solve those issues or those obstacles that occurred in these sort of events before?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think like one of the things that we're really focused on is not solve problems. And so like, we're not, you know, doing a tournament operations platform. You know, I think that there's like, you know, there's literally like multiple dozens of them out there that are all really, really good. And so like, that's a solved problem. And I think that like, in terms of, so very specifically, you know, one of the things that my belief is that, you know, grassroots organizers and are leaving a lot of value on the table. You know, organizations that have like a highly condensed central audience, you know, that's like the most, like from an advertiser perspective, like trying to hyper target like a geo region with a very engaged campaign is like the most expensive thing you can possibly do. You know, if you're trying to go to Facebook or one of these other things. And so, you know, organize like these local organizations have a lot of value from like an advertising perspective, but like they don't know how to find advertisers that value what they have, right? And I think that like one of the things that happens is like you have one of the, you know, the problem with esports is it's a global, you know, and like you're like, okay, we have this global brand. Like if you're not a global brand, it's really hard for you to get into esports and start spending money in esports because like, you know, X percentage of your spend is going to go to reaching these customers that like, they're not actually your customers because you don't do business in that country. Right. And so the hard part is like, how do you find the businesses that want to spend the money in esports, you know, in these specific areas. Right. So what we're doing right now is we're calling it kind of like building the next generation of Little League sponsorship. Right. So it's like, we're working with local organizations that have these local reaches, and then we're going out and finding like the local businesses, like the pizza shop down the street, you know, the auto repair store, you know, that wants to like, you know, get in front of like the local community. You know, this is something that like, you know, we know is like very overlooked, right? This is already in their like spend budgets in terms of like from a business perspective, they already have this like local sponsorship, you know, they're already sponsoring Little Leagues, right? And it's like, hey, cool, like this is where people are today, you should be sponsoring this group, right? And so like, we have the experience and the knowledge of like, you know, how to take what's going on, what these organizations are doing, and presenting it to these like businesses in a way that they expect and they understand, and like negotiating that as well. But at the same time, like, you know, now the organizer needs to like fulfill their obligation, right? And like, you know, like what exactly do these people want, right? So vice versa, we know how to like take what, you know, like what a local sponsor like or a small business sponsor would want out of like sponsoring events, and like coach the, you know, organizations, you know, through like, okay, like this is what you're doing, this is why you're doing it, you know, this is like what you need to do, this is how, you know, that they're going to feel like they're getting the value of like putting their money into your organization, right? And so, you know, it's a, you know, it's the same thing that a lot of people are doing on like the, you know, total digital scale, but we're like really hyper focused on getting this like local sponsorship network up and running.
And how do you facilitate that engagement? Do you have a local partner that you work with directly that has the experience to, you know, do that communication on the ground level or at the grassroots
level? Yeah. So, you know, that's where, when I was, you know, forming this, this company, I was really, excited when, someone that I'd worked with in the past, had an opening and was excited to join me. So my partner, Fernando, you know, he's been doing local sales for over 20 years. You know, and it was really fun because I got to chat with him. You know, I met him when I was working with my previous companies and we got along really, really well. And when I started this up, I kind of hit him up, was like, hey man, I'm getting back into, you know, starting a thing up, and it's going to be in gaming and esports. And, you know, he's a dad of, you know, his son is like 20 years old and he's like, what is this gaming thing? Right. And so I got to kind of like work with him and get him interested in, you know, gaming and esports. And I got to kind of like watch him journey into like learning about more about like why his son's staying up till 4 a.m. kind of like playing games, watching streamers. And the more that he saw and learned about it, he was like, man, this is just like, this is like, this is the next Yelp. This is the next, this is the next, this is where you engage with kids. This is where you engage with these demographics. And so we got really excited about trying to like work with kind of like getting like him, like more new people interested in esports and spending money in the space.
Yeah. So how do you communicate with these organizations that are hosting their programs? Are you working with a hardware company or working with someone to provide equipment, or are these little league, like you mentioned, they're much like little leagues, but are these tournament organizers already established? Are you,
this is the whole thing where it's like, we shouldn't be the catalyst for this stuff. Like, there's so many people out there doing amazing things already. Like, we don't need more. And so like, we're going out and working with existing tournament organizers that are like, you know, running events weekly, biweekly, monthly. We're partnering with them. We're giving them like a website to be like a, have like an online home so that they can build their brand little by little. And like basically work with them to establish that. And then also just kind of get them in touch and like manage the communication with the other local organizations and really kind of like templatize like the sponsorship, right? Okay. It's like, cool. Like, you know, they're going to be an event title sponsor. Like, what does that mean? You know, hey, that means that every time that they mention you, like the name on social media has to tag them in this, right? And like, you know, just kind of like going through the laundry list of things that like the organizers basically are, they're little micro local influencers, right, at the end of the day. And so, you know, kind of like going through the motion of like, okay, these are the things that you have to do when you're promoting your event to like make your title sponsor happy or to make your prize pool sponsor happy, right?
And so did you first start off in the Los Angeles market, or have you emerged to other national or international markets?
So we're currently all over the place. Obviously, okay. Like it was the easiest for me personally to start in Los Angeles. That's where I am now. And then also Canada. I'm Canadian. I grew up in Ottawa. So kind of like a few of my old friends are still running tournaments. So I was able to kind of hit them up and get in touch with some local scenes back there. And so, you know, that's basically where we're starting. So we're still in beta. You know, we're totally building this platform ourselves. And, you know, we haven't been at it for years yet. And so we haven't even officially like fully launched everything. Cause you know, the technology is not at a point yet where I would feel comfortable saying this is a live product with like, you know, SLAs and it's always going to be available and all that kind of stuff. So, right now we're currently taking on like beta applicants to kind of work with us and, you know, that want to work with us just as much as we want to work with them, right? Like, we want to work with them while they're starting out, you know, and we want to, you know, we need people to work with that trust us, you know, that we're going to work through, you know, any technical issues and, you know, partners that want to work with us to kind of like define, you know, the set of features that we, you know, build next.
Yeah. Awesome. And so when you're looking for a user to use your platform, what's the experience like? Is it quite, like right at this moment it's in beta, but do you foresee it being self-driven, or do you see it more of like a requesting aspect of you pretty much curating the online experience, not necessarily the offline aspect, because you mentioned most of that's already, you know, being ran really well. So the online experience as far as you know, negotiating with those local sponsors, because now you have a Rolodex of people that have already been sponsors and maybe their market already.
Yeah, I mean that's a great question. I mean that's always the challenge. Definitely, you know, self-serve platform is the scalable solution, right? You know, as we're starting up, it's very like hands-on. But you know, I've built ad platforms before. You know, this is the, you know, managing supply and demand as you grow is a very tricky thing. And you know, no one is as efficient as Google or Facebook at, you know, taking like a view and dynamically, you know, saying like, this is the optimal place for the dollar, right? So, you know, for us, you know, the growing pains, it's like, cool, we have X number of organizers we're working with. We have Y number of like local advertisers. Like, where are we going to put that advertiser's money? Who is it going to go with, right? Like that type of optimization is the kind of stuff that like, as a platform is necessary to like keep advertisers happy. Cause like it's easy to get an advertiser's money once, but it's really hard to get their money, like, you know, 10, 20 times and keep them lifelong customers. Right. And so like, that's really something that like, as we grow and as we get more data and as we collect information is something that we're going to be really hyper-focused on. And so, you know, it'll be Mule today. It'll be, you know, automatic. Once we have enough data, we can build those predictive models out, you know, But just to be clear, like right now, like what we're offering is like everything we're doing is very like white, right? Like we're not trying to get ourselves in front of people. We're trying to get the organizations in front of people. So, you know, the experience right now is kind of like a partner logs in. They basically take the tournament data and they enter it into our system again. And, you know, we're working on integrating to pull data and automatically like pull stuff from like Smash GG, Challenge, you know, Battlefy, you name it, we'll want to pull it in, right? Anything to make people's lives easier. And when we take that data and we put it on their website under their brand, but it's like SEO optimized with the copy. So right now, one of our first partners is a group called Smash Legion. They're here in Los Angeles. So if you Google search like Southeast Los Angeles Smash Ultimate or Smash Tournament Southeast Los Angeles, they're the number one result, right? And it's like, it's their brand. It's them, they're number one. Like we aren't number one, it's they are, right? And so like our goal really is to provide everyone with the tools for them to get the exposure, not us.
So walk me through the process of getting activated with beacons.gg. And if you were someone in Florida, let's say Miami, and you're a team and you're looking to get activated onto the platform and get a local pizzeria maybe to sponsor their jerseys or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, right now we're really focused on event organizers and not necessarily like team owners. And again, you know, it's because of like the reach, right? So if you're a local organizer, we kind of are guaranteed that you're going to have this like centralized audience. If you're like a team, like, yeah, when you're starting out, you're, you know, it's going to be relatively, you know, localized, but the next step of your growth is going to be kind of like international, national kind of like exposure. And that's not really something that, you know, a local business super cares about, right? You know, eventually we'll build out like the digital kind of like, if you're anywhere, just the standard affiliate marketing kind of stuff. But right now we're hyper-focused on people that are actually running events because of that audience kind of caveat that comes with it. And so if you were a team that was also running events, you know, we would be able to work with you. You know, you would contact us. We would, you know, chat with you, be like, okay, what type of events are you running? And we kind of walk you through like, you know, the product offering that we have. You know, we're early, so it kind of changes every day. You know, new features are added very frequently. You know, and once you kind of are like, okay, cool, this makes sense. You know, we kind of work with them. Like a lot of groups don't have a website or an existing brand, so we kind of just host that as like a subdomain. But if they have their own domain, we'll put it on your website. That's cool. And if they have existing websites, you know, we can do fun things like be like an events.subdomain and kind of like work in so that like value still is like under their brand and everything. And so we would kind of like get them into the system. From there, you know, it's like collecting assets about like the organization, about the events they run, collecting information about the tournaments that they run and getting all that data just kind of like plugged into the platform. And then we go, once all that kind of stuff is up and running, we do like a final like kind of like content SEO pass where like our, you know, experts kind of work with them to kind of massage their about us content and the gaming content to make sure that like it still makes sense, but it also is, you know, the correct kind of content that Google cares about, right? And so that's kind of like, at that point, it's just like a plug and play. It's like, hey, you know, I'm running an event, put it on the site, run an event, put it on the site, right? And, you know, our whole goal is like, We want to take what people are already like, they're already running these events. They're already like creating the putting all this data into like whatever tournament platform they're going to operate in. Like they're already doing all this work. We're just taking it and adding it in one more spot so that we can turn that like existing engagement into like growth and like new people that choose to like participate or watch.
Yeah, this is actually something that makes sense. And I'm, you know, I asked the question kind of in a way to differentiate from what it could be to make it more clear as to what it really is. So right. We're working with land centers, venues, to put it more specific, venues, mass events like tournament organizers, and I'm trying to think of some, you know, another capacity of something that, you know, meetups, you know, yeah, people like that host meetups, in the sense of in the gaming culture, maybe Pokemon Go or something like that, to be specific. Yeah. So
when we talk about it, we talk about like events. It's like it's an events marketing platform. It's not necessarily like a tournament marketing platform. A tournament just happens to be a type of event, right? And you know, and so it's like it doesn't matter if you're a bar, or you know, you're a local organizer, or you're a land center, or whatever. It's like you're running events. You know, the platform that we're building really is to help you kind of promote it. And you know, Beacons is kind of like our efforts in the esports specific space to kind of like help esports organizers promote their events.
Okay, I get it. I'm following along now. So, you've got Beacons, and it's focused in the gaming community, and you're building out a software stack for gaming companies to reach local advertisers.
Local participants and advertisers, yes.
So these tournament organizers, venues, event operators, they don't have an online presence in a traditional sense, generally speaking.
Yeah, or they have a very like unoptimized, poor presence. Yes.
Gotcha. And so, so what's the biggest challenge in getting, you know, them to see the value out the gate when it comes to this, you know, cause a lot of people, at least on the gaming side, super gaming, not necessarily like moderate casuals, but they're focused on community building on Discord. So do you enlighten them how they can, you know, reach the more casual audience by, you know, integrating their Discord capacities into the software stack of the sites that you're developing?
And I think that's one of the things that like you kind of hit on it, right? Like Discord's where the community's at, right? Like you don't need a website to build your community. Like your website is not, shouldn't be where you're trying to build and interact with your community, right? So Discord is where that happens. So our platform is built to and designed to like get new people through SEO, through whatever marketing you do, and push them into your Discord, right? Or to, you know, participate in your event or to watch your stream, right? Like you want to get them off of the website as fast as possible, right? You want to get them in your bar. You want to get them to like start showing up to your land center, right? And so really like that's, it is a marketing website, you know, designed to like reach people and push them where you want them to go.
Yeah, and so this product, this service that you're providing, product, service, and solution, it is more, it's the older demographic can understand it more, like maybe better in a way, given the fact it's more traditional in the sense that you're providing in a customized landing page where data can be collected in the PPC world or like the Google AdWords sense of bringing an audience to a landing page that will on the long term get them activated into an email list or a marketing funnel to do reoccurring transactions.
I mean, kind of, right? Like I think that I'm not young anymore, but I think that is painting me as older than I am. I think that, you know, Discord is, you know, if you look, you know, a way a boomer would look at an email list, like that's how we look at Discord servers now, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just like it's the same thing, different day. And I think that that's one of the things things that like I'm really excited to kind of bring best practices and standards from like these very well established industries like the events and the advertising industry, bring them into like esports and gaming, but modernize them and update them for like channels that actually make sense in terms of, you know, getting this demographic, right? Like if you're, you know, an advertiser, it's like, okay, like how many website visits do you have? Cool. Okay. Well, I got like 20 website visits last month. That's great. But I have a Discord server with 1,000 active people in it, right? Like you care about that and that engagement. That's way better than my, like, you know, someone with 1,000 website visits. And so it's about aggregating the data across all of the different channels. It's also about kind of like lowering the barrier of entry to like using all of the different channels that are available to you, right? Where it's like, it's not worth, you know, setting up your own customized SEO local website just to get, you know, 50 or 60 views per month, right? Because like in order to do that, that's a ton of work. But like for us as a platform, you know, we have the benefit of scale where we can just kind of like, cool, like we do this once, we provide the service to everyone, you know, and when the, you know, ideally like the tens of thousands of people start using it, now it made sense for us to build this technology and offer it to everyone, right? And so that's really like, we want to lower the barrier of entry for people to take advantage of every different channel possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And then what about the custom solutions? Are you also engaging and helping with API connections with their Discord and bringing them kind of connecting the two, the website and their community?
Yeah, wherever it makes sense, right? You know, I think that, you know, a big, like, why would you want your Discord API like connection on the website, right? What value does that have to like a potential new person, right? And, you know, when someone, you know, first is introduced to your brand through the web, you know, you're not involved in it. So like, that's, you know, you putting your best foot forward, right? And so if there's certain stuff about your Discord that you think that, you know, if this becomes like a thing, then yeah, sure, put that on the website. That's great. But like, you know, seeing this giant list of, you know, kind of memes or whatever, right? Like, does that really convince that next new person to like look at you and be like, yeah, I really want to like, you know, dive into this? Or do you want to like put a slightly different foot forward and be like, hey, click here to join our Discord, right? And then they click there and they join your Discord, right? Like, do you really need to pull off the data into the website? So again, we want to make sure that, like, you know, we're like, I don't currently believe it's super worth it right now to like do that integration, but like, maybe I'm wrong. You know, as we grow and as we learn more, like as we learn more and gather more data about like consumer behavior, we'll be able to figure out, like, yes, it's going to be worth to build this integration. No, it's not. Really right now, the biggest integrations that we're focused on is with the tournament platform so that like people don't have to double enter data into the two systems.
Yeah, no, that makes sense as far as like pulling the form entries off the website and integrating that directly into your salon challenge, your smash.ggs and UMGs and whatnot to be able to participate in the tournaments. So awesome. And so what has been like your biggest, you know, discovery as far as when you've been building this platform, like what was some of the biggest like observations as to how things were working?
Honestly, it's been really positive. You know, as someone that like came from the gaming industry and like communities specifically, you know, I really believed that like this is a set of tools that like, you know, local users would want, and this was just like a personal, like, I believe this is gonna be true, right? And I did a bunch of data, you know, I did like as much, you know, industry analysis that I could to try and do stuff. And, you know, honestly, when you talk to, you know, in VC land and you're talking to these people, they're like, well, how big is, you know, grassroots organizers? And like, how many of them are there, right? And, you know, and I, you know, the best of my, you know, ability, you know, I can confidently say there's over 100,000 businesses or entities that are involved in running, you know, some kind of gaming event across the US and Canada, right? And that's a fine number. But really, like, it's been really fun to, you know, work with the team and just kind of like prove ourselves right. You know, one of the reasons why I started this company was like, I just believed really, really strongly that this opportunity was here. And I was kind of tired of other people telling me that, like, I don't know how big that is. Like, you know what? I'm just going to go do it. I'm just going to go reach out and find people. You know, and I just love every time we like, you know, find someone new and they're just like, yes, this is like, yes, I'm like just trying to launch my events brand, especially now, like that COVID's ending, everyone's kind of coming back into, you know, in-person events or kind of like trying to figure out like, what their brand is like post COVID. Like, do they go hybrid? Do they just online? Do they go offline again? You know, and they're like, yeah, like they're trying to figure out their business. They're trying to figure out like who they're going to be for the next year or two and like where they're going to devote their stuff. And like, I just love being able to like, you know, interact with them, you know, talk with them and like help them and like see like whenever they're like, yes, this is really going to help me, you know, build my brand that they're working so hard to do. I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. Right. So that's been really fun. And honestly, I just wish we could go faster and I wish we had more, more resources to just kind of build stuff faster and get the word out more.
No. Yeah. I completely understand that. I think, you know, at the end of the day, I was just thinking about, do you see this as a subscription model where, you know, you have a free asset, a free membership, and then a paid membership with like maybe more advanced features, more API connection, and more, you know, more customizability. Like you mentioned, you know, at this state, yeah, the beta users are offered more premium services than there would be in a future state.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, as someone that's been doing, you know, SaaS and specifically SEO stuff, like, well, SEO is really expensive. And like this type of service and this type of stuff is traditionally like something that you would build for like larger businesses with more cash flow. And is something that like, you know, normally you'd want to be charging hundreds of dollars per month, you know, SaaS fees for that. But like organizers don't have that much money. And I think that's one of the things that like a lot of like new, you know, companies that are like, oh, I'm going to come into esports and we're going to make it big. Then they realize that no one has any money outside of like the AAA organizations. And that's just like a reality of it, right? But I still think that it's important. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, the reason why I decided to start Beacons when I did was basically like, well, if we can't really charge a lot of money for the SaaS because it's just not reasonable, like where else can we make money, right? And the advertising is where we want to be making our money. So, you know, ideally, like the SaaS services for the growth, you know, is something that we want to make as cheap as possible. And I say cheap, but like, I don't like using that word, it has a bad connotation, but like as
inexpensive.
You know, we want to make these services as accessible as possible. So as many people have it as possible so that they can grow, right? But where we're going to make our money is where we're like, okay, we're going to go negotiate these, you know, sponsorships, and we're going to make our money from these other businesses that are spending the hundreds of dollars, you know, and bringing that money in. So I also really like that, where with that kind of business model, like, you know, we make money when partners make money, right? And that way our interests are aligned and it's going to keep us honest and keep us kind of like working together as a group, right? And the way that I look at it, it's like, cool, like, you know, we'll get you sponsors, you know, you're worth X dollars today. But like, if we help you grow, you're going to be worth 2X tomorrow, right? So like, But then now we're going to take 2X the commission. So that's helping us make money there. And so it's all about the diverse revenue stream to like keep the costs, you know, as accessible as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And so as we wrap it up here, I want to give you the opportunity to let the listeners know, how can they get connected with you? What's the name of the website, some social media links, and how they can get activated on beacons.gg?
Just go to beacons.gg. And, you know, it's a marketing landing page. Looks like every other marketing landing page out there right now that's still in beta. Sign up and we'll be in touch really shortly.
Awesome. How can they find you?
My name's Ben Bueno de Mesquita. If you try and spell that, you'll find me. My LinkedIn, I'll send you my LinkedIn. Anyone can just hit me up there. That's usually the easiest way to get in touch with me.
Do you have an email directly at beacons.gg?
Yeah, you can just do ben@beacons.gg. No problem.
Awesome. Again, thank you very much. This has been Ben Bueno of beacons.gg. This has been the Esports Business Network podcast. Hey, y'all, it's Trent Knox, founder and CEO of Esports Business Network. I want to say thank you for listening to this podcast. If you're finding value in the podcast, I would greatly appreciate it if you share the podcast to your network and write a positive review on your preferred podcast platform. If you're feeling extra generous, feel free to make a contribution to our working capital accounts on Cash App or PayPal. Our username is ESPORTSBIZNET. That's Esports BizNet on both platforms. As always, we'd love for you to join our community and platform at https /www.ebn.gg. You can take advantage of a free subscription to our bronze membership by following the directions on the homepage. Part of the bronze membership is access to our Discord server and private membership channels. The conversation only evolves with participation from esports entrepreneurs like yourself. We need to hear about your esports business to understand how we can move the industry forward as a community. You can also join the community by joining the Facebook and LinkedIn groups. An additional goal of EBN is to move the conversation forward on your preferred social media platform. So as a last note, don't forget to follow us on social media for current events, news, and other esports related topics. Follow and subscribe to Esports Business Network on social media. Looking forward to networking with you very soon.